Hey, so welcome back to our segment, Out of the Tower. Dr. George Robinson's here, and we kind of let the cat out of the bag last session that we're actually this season equipping people to be church planters.
Absolutely.
So what's the next step in church planting process?
So framing this whole thing up using the core missionary task, entry, evangelism, disciple-making, gathering together, leadership development, partnership, and exit. So we've worked through tools to use in each of those aspects. The last time we showed introduced a tool called the three-thirds process that can be used both as a disciple-making strategy and as a format for when you gather together or when you're doing church, right? And so this week we're going to talk through another one that kind of crosses the line between disciple-making and gathering, and that is biblical accountability, establishing biblical accountability between one another.
Sure, let's hear about it.
So the way that I like to train, I've got symbols that I always write on the board or whatever, and those symbols carry across. And so for this biblical accountability, I talk to people about you need to look at the up, the down, the in, and the out.
Okay.
And so just picture the arrow pointing up. Mm-hmm. So up, the first question when you're establishing biblical accountability is to ask a person, okay, what was your high over the previous week? Mm-hmm. So since we gathered together last time, what was your God moment? Where did God show up in your life that you want to give praise and express gratitude for?
Great.
And then we stop and we pray and give thanks to God for however he showed up in their life. The down is, where's a low point in your life right now? Where's a place where you really need for God to show up? And so the high and the low play off of one another. The low is a point of intercession. Now I know how to pray for and to minister to you. And then the in is, tell me about your spiritual formation, or in less technical terms, tell me about your abiding with Christ. What does your relationship rhythms look like over the previous week since we got together last time? What are you doing? What scriptures are you studying? What's been happening in your own personal spiritual formation? And then the arrows out are going to be, tell me about an opportunity you've had to bear witness to Christ over the previous week. So up, down, in, out, or highs, lows, spiritual formation, and evangelism.
What a great tool. You know, we often talk about accountability, who's your accountability partner, accountability in relationships, and really accountability in a Christian group is necessary and important as we grow together. And these four concepts or arrows really give us a handle on how we can help people in their ongoing relationship with Christ, but also how we can do it together.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I use the word biblical to qualify accountability, because accountability is not just somebody coming together and confessing the same sin over and over again. Biblical accountability establishes that the Scripture itself is what we together are accountable to. What has God revealed to us? And so what that means is that even if I've been walking with Christ for 30 years and you've been walking with Christ for 1 year, that when we're in biblical accountability, we're both living our lives in submission to what God's revealed to us within the Scriptures. And so what it does is it leverages and begins to form people as leaders because we're searching the Scriptures for one another to see how to minister to our highs, lows, to our ins, and our outs.
That's great. Great. What a great concept. Appreciate you sharing that with us this week.
You bet.